This is Eddie Kramer. You're listening to Jimi Hendrix, Setting the Record Straight. We were putting an album together after Jimi had died of live performances. I was handed two blank brown boxes with absolutely no indication of where they come from or anything, and contained within those boxes were some wonderful live performances of you know, Red House and Little Wing, etc., etc. And I picked Little Wing because I thought it was a brilliant performance, and then after the fact we found out that we were not allowed to have those tapes, and I guess a lawsuit ensued.
Like May This Be Love and I Don't Live Today, Little Wing was also inspired by Jimmy's Cherokee heritage.
It's one of my favorite songs, you know. But
Little Wing sounds like an Indian name, yeah.
Well, that's exactly what the whole thing's about, you know. Like she's walking through the clouds and, you know, so forth. Well, the circus mind has been a while, like, you know, like beads and colors, you know, and these, the way they do the things, you know, and they're in their war paint.
Well, she's walking through the clouds, the circus mind that's running wild, butterflies and zebras and moonbeams. Fairy tale, that's all she ever thinks about, riding with the wind. Lord, when I'm sad, she comes to me, a thousand smiles she gives me. It's all right, she says it's all right. Take anything you want from me. Anything. Anything.
Little Wing. That live version was recorded at London's Royal Albert Hall in February of 1969. Throughout the 1960s, the Motown sound dominated the radio waves all over America. Here's Jimmy.
To me, you know, this might bring you down or something like that, but anyway, to me, it's like it's an artificial and a very, very commercial and very, very electronic made, very, you know, what is it, synthetic soul sound. It isn't a real sound of any, you know, like Negro artists singing, you know. It's so commercial, it's so put together, you know, so beautifully that I don't feel anything from it, except maybe the Isley Brothers are the only ones that, and maybe the Four Tops. But far as the rest, this is my own opinion, you know. And all they do is put a very, very hard beat to it, you know, very good beat. They put about 1,000 people on tambourines and these bells, you know. Mm-hmm. And they got 1,000 horns, 1,000 violins, and then a singer, he overdubs his voice millions of times, or a singer in an echo chamber full of this and that. And it comes out, you know, to me, it comes out so artificial that, you know, But Far is, you know, it has a very good beat and it sounds very good. You know, it's very commercial for the younger people.
As Jimmy indicated, he was a fan of more down-home music like blues and rock and roll. In those genres, he followed in the duck-walking footsteps of Chuck Berry.
I could do a little loose jam type of thing. It's trying to be good. What the hell?
In the fall of 1969, Jimmy put together the Band of Gypsies with drummer Buddy Miles.
I was really the leader of the Band of Gypsies in a sense. Jimmy really looked to me for everything.
They recruited Jimmy's army pal Billy Cox to play the bass. Combining blues, rock, and soul in a way never before envisioned, the Gypsies stormed into Bill Graham's Fillmore East for four shows on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day 1970.
Jimmy's going to do a thing that he wrote called Message of Love. Ooh.
message of love from the Band of Gypsies.
Hi, this is Eddie Kramer, and this is Jimi Hendrix. Setting the Record Straight. We'll be right back.
Alan, Ray, gotta talk to you about this friends and family thing. Call me, man.
Alan, dear, it's Mother. That person you gave our number to called about leaving AT&T for MCI and hassled us about this friends and family plan.
Alan, Doug, about this friends and family...
At AT&T, your family and friends are your business. Keeping you connected to them is ours.
It's Gail. Some MCI sales guy called and said you gave him my number. Thanks a lot.
So if anyone calls to get you to switch, you can simply say,
it's just not worth it.
Hi. Some quick observations about beer and people. Let's start with good body. Definitely a must with beer, not a bad quality with people. Next, there's richness. Very important with beer, not absolutely necessary with people. But most important is keeping your head. Good beer does, and people should too, especially if they're drinking beer. So next time you're out, do what a good beer would do. Keep your head. Think when you drink.
A thoughtful reminder from the Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Al Bundy's relatives are dropping by for a visit.
I'd offer you dinner, but Peg ate the last of the wax lips.
And they're leaving him a little something to remember them by.
Uncle Al, will you be my new daddy?
Peg, help!
Meet the newest Bundy.
I love you, Uncle Al.
Oh, God.
On Married with More Children.
At least with this one, I didn't have to have sex with Peg.
Season premiere Sunday, September 13th on Fox.
I'm a senior in high school, but job training is waiting for me as a construction equipment operator.
3 months till graduation, but job training is waiting for me as a Russian linguist.
The U.S. Army has job training in over 300 challenging fields waiting for you in the delayed entry program after you graduate. Sign up now and you can take up to a year to enter the Army, which practically guarantees the training you want will be waiting for you. Call 1-800-USA-ARMY for details.
Paid for by the U.S. Army.